Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
This week, we start part three of our topic, how to build your confidence in the Lord, in God. Last week, we looked on signs of hopelessness. There are four: discouragement, restlessness, impatience, and doubt. We also look on some language patterns from Job 19 that explains how exactly you evolve over time, that you'll not know if your defender lives, that your heart fails, you don't know if you'll see God, you'll brag about your suffering, talk about that nothing is happening according to Romans 8:24, and you will not be sure if you'll see God with your own eyes, meaning that you'll never see the outcome or what you're experiencing now change. So this week we want to look on the reasons why putting your hope in God is important, and also talk about the promises to the hopeless person. Our core scripture is always 1 Thessalonians 5:8, and it says, since we belong to the day, we must be sober. We must put on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Let's look on the reasons why it's important to put your hope in God. And there are four reasons why. One of the reasons, according to 1 Peter 1:5, is that God's power will guard you. According to Philippians 4:8, I think, when it says, when you think on things that are noble, praiseworthy, and the truth, and so forth, the scripture says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart, soul, and mind. So imagine going through a hopeless situation and it's not a bother to you. You have confidence that things will change. You have confidence that you will see an outcome, and then now you'll have the assurance that what you're doing, you're on the right track in terms of recovery. Peter put it this way: since you are guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed at the end of time. So, but the verse before that says, we have been born into a new life, which has an inheritance that can't be destroyed or corrupted and can't fade away. That inheritance is kept in heaven for you. And it says, since you are guarded by God's power through faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed at the right time. So at the right time, God will reveal the answer to you. The solution will come clear as day. And you will see that what you've been working towards is something better than where you were before. And that when you adopt a different way of thinking towards the situation, you realize that Jesus was right all along. That this is the correct way to do these things. And this is how things will work out at the end. So think about it this way. Imagine every thought that comes to mind crush you. And imagine that those same thoughts come, but you're counteracting it with positive promises that you are sure that will happen in your lifetime. That God will rebuild your marriage. That God will rebuild your relationship with your children. That things will turn out for the better. That your peace of mind to deal with this health challenge will be in a place where you can deal with these things that is important. That God will transform your situation on the job, where you'll be able now to deal with the toxic environment, or even better yet, move into an environment that can help you thrive. So these are even things that can happen. Or if you had an accident, like he will rebuild your confidence to step out and drive again. So these are things that you can think about, that God's power will guard you to ensure that your confidence will not lose your confidence. The other thing, another reason why it's important, is that you will receive what God has promised. So waiting patiently is that now you will have the confidence that you will actually see the manifestation of God's promise. So it's not only being guarded by doubtful thoughts, but it also having the assurance that that you will actually see God's promise manifest in your life, in this lifetime, is like a lady whose husband walked out on her. And for years she prayed and have confidence that her relationship will be successful. And one day he came back home. Or even the prodigal son, he left with his inheritance, wasted it. But his father had the hope that his son would come back home, and he did. And his father treated him like nothing never happened. Like his son was dead, but now he's alive. He come back to his senses and he's back home where he should be. So that's the hope, that things will turn out for the better. That whatever the outcome that God has will be a better one compared to what you're thinking about now. And that's the thing in terms of not only being guarded, but knowing what the promise is. The next thing is know that it will bring you great reward. So being patient and having your confidence in God will bring you great reward. Not only the outcome that you're expecting, but other things as well. The last one, according to Romans 5 verse 5, you will not be ashamed to have confidence in God. So know, even if the situation look foolish in terms of what you're supposed to be doing, but you'll not be ashamed to actually go a different path where everybody else is going. Where everybody else is telling you to walk away from a dreadful relationship, you are working towards rebuilding what has been destroyed. Or, instead of giving up hope on your children or yourself, you start to rebuild and to take that step of faith, of knowing that things will work out for the better. So those are the four reasons why it's important to put your confidence in God. Romans 5 verse 5 says, we are not ashamed to have this confidence because God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So that's Paul's perspective. So now let's move on to the promises. So five promises that you need to remember when you're going through a situation and you feel hopeless. And all of these are coming from 1 John 3 from verse 1 to 3. The first promise is that the Father has given us his love. The second promise is that when Christ appears, we'll be like him. Third promise is that we are called God's children. That's an identity thing now, where when you think of losing hope and losing your identity of who you are because your confidence has been shattered or your world has been turned upside down because of this situation, always remember that you are God's child. Thirdly, is that God's power will guard you. See that statement again? God's power will protect you. And last thing is that you will receive what he has promised. So there's a promise that whatever it is that God says that you are to receive, you will receive it. So John puts it this way in his letter. He says, consider this. So think about this now. The Father has given us his love. He loves us so much that we are actually called God's dear children. And that's what we are. For this reason, the world doesn't recognize us, and it didn't recognize him either. Dear friends, no, we are God's children. What we will be isn't completely clear yet. What we do know, that when Christ appears, we will be like him because we've seen him as he is. So all people who have this confidence in Christ keep themselves pure as Christ is pure. So that's John's words to you this morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast, that you should keep on having this confidence that you will see God as he is, that he is love, that he loves you, and that he is going to guard you from all of this situation and help you to endure and to build up your confidence in him. At that point in time, your language will change to that, I know my defender lives. I will see God with my own eyes. I will still praise him. God is my savior. And God, I will see God in my own flesh. So that's the language pattern of somebody who has hope. So think about this. These are the reasons and these are some promises that you need to think about as you're navigating your current situation as it is? And do you believe these promises? And what do you need to work out when it comes on to patching up your situation to think about now moving ahead? So these are some questions to think about. And as we wrap up for next week, where we'll be looking on now the actual process of building your confidence. I'll just leave you with these questions. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.